Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN. Folks, I have to apologize. Last night we had an amazing amount of technical difficulties. We did have some electrical activity outside. We had just gotten through a monsoon, so I apologize for the issues last night. But yesterday I did an interview with Chris Ann Hall, and we did get to air the interview. However, the archive didn't turn out proper, so we're going to run it again today. We're going to tighten this up and share with you. Chris Ann Hall, constitutional educator, founder of Liberty First University, an author, a mother, a missionary, a patriot. Her content is so very important for not just for us as adults, but for us to share with the coming generations that are being raised, that are being taught lies and historical inaccuracies. So anyway, I'm going to share with you a wonderful interview I had just yesterday with Chris Ann Hall. Go ahead and roll it.
Chris Ann, welcome to Resurrect the Republic.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you. All of our audience very familiar with your work, but for those that may be tuning in and hearing it for the first time, there are some younger folks that we're trying to reach out to. Chris Ann Hall is an attorney, former prosecutor, fired after teaching the Constitution, oddly enough. She's a disabled veteran of the Army, Russian linguist, mother, author, pastor's wife, and patriot, and constitutional educator, of course. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today was the effect of Marxism on education and why it's so important for people to go to ChrisAnnHall.com and delve into the treasure trove of information. Maybe you could talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, right now or
yeah.
go along, didn't it? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if we were going to get right into the questions and we were going to bring all
the
stuff.
Oh, well, I have a limited amount of time with you. I'm going to take advantage of it.
Yeah, so we have several teaching platforms. We have Liberty First University, which is our major teaching platform. And that is online, in-depth study of history and the Constitution from contract law and original intent perspective, which, by the way, when you understand the Constitution, you know that that is the only legal way to really define and apply the Constitution. And so that's what we do at Liberty First University. We have dozens of courses there, and we are adding two new courses every single month. I teach the majority of the classes. My husband is a guest teacher at times, and we are also in the future anticipating having outside guest teachers, as well as we expand the curriculum of Liberty First University beyond our teaching. So I stay strictly with the history of the Constitution and the Constitution's application to include the Bill of Rights. I don't usually go beyond the Bill of Rights, with brief exception to deal with the unconstitutional issues as originally established with the 16th and 17th Amendments. Right. And so that's the large platform. Now we have so many students at Liberty First University, and that it's geared for everyone. So we have parents who use it to teach their children, whether they be in public school or homeschool, because most parents realize that the education system in the public school is really pathetic when it comes to the Constitution and American history. And so they use that to not only supplement what their kids are not getting, but also to correct the errors that they're getting as well. And we have students from aged 6 to 96 at Louis First University, and we're really, really excited to see how that's growing. We have a daily radio show that goes Monday through Thursday and every Saturday as well. The daily show is called the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal, and the Saturday show is just simply called the Chris Ann Hall Show. And there is where we deal with the contemporary issues, the news in the way that you should be hearing it from a constitutional principled perspective and not from a party perspective. We don't deal with fake news. We deal with only facts. And we're trying to bring a reasonable presentation of what the people hear every day to hopefully change the narrative and help people to begin to realize that there are sources for truth out there beyond the corporate media.
Yeah, and maybe realize that we're not a democracy.
yeah. Well, we also have, now that you mentioned that, we also have YouTube videos. And we have YouTube videos that are very short that deal with issues from a less in-depth perspective. And so that would be for your quick go-to. Go to our YouTube channels and look for quick answers. But for people who really want to be part of the solution and not just tolerating the problem, Liberty First University in combination with the Chris Ann Hall Show is the only way to go.
Yeah, well, I agree with you there. I did look into some of Ron Paul's curriculum, and it was interesting, very interesting, because I'm a paleo kind of conservative. But
I think Ron Paul's curriculum deals only with young people, though, doesn't it? I mean, it's
I was helping tutor a young man, so.
Liberty First University is not just for young people, it's for everyone. But it's brought in such a way that you don't, I think that's part of the gift that we have, is that we're able to bring these complex issues and break them down into such a way that even a six-year-old can understand them, but at the same time, they're not condescending to an adult. So that's the beauty of what we do. You know, we actually travel and teach as well, although in 2019, for some personal reasons, we are not going to be traveling as much as we have been in the past, which doesn't say much because we had been teaching 260 classes in over 22 states every year. We're just not
I was just about to say something about that. Your idea of cutting things back is probably most people's idea of a hectic schedule.
Right.
Yeah, well, I saw your presentation in Burns, Oregon, and several presentations in Texas. And I've been, my listeners know, I've been a long-time supporter of what you've been doing, because I think really what you're teaching should be taught in schools across America instead of the cultural Marxist. I mean, this is really overt stuff that we're seeing coming out of schools now. And I have a question, as maybe you can answer, as to how the law would stand on this. You know, there's such thing as free speech, but at one time in America, we had foreign ideologies that we called subversive. And when you have an overtly communism seeks to overthrow the republic and the Constitution, when you have these Marxists teaching in American universities, is there nothing that can be done for the subversion that they're indoctrinating these kids with?
Not by the government. But the government's not supposed to be controlling speech in any way, shape, or form. I'll remind you that Galileo was considered subversive by the government. And so what we have to do is we can never give government the authority to quash any kind of speech. The control is supposed to come through the people themselves. You turn off the dial. You don't send your kids to those schools. You get involved in the school board. You don't allow the schools to teach those kind of things. I mean, as parents, in America, the American parents, generally speaking, and I'm not saying this in any specific way nor in any derogatory way, but it's just a matter of fact, the American parents, in a general way, has simply turned their the raising of their children over to the government. And it was never, ever supposed to be like that. And the step is not to silencing lies, is not giving the government the sword to do that, but giving the parents and the people in society to have the wisdom to say, I hear these lies, but I don't accept them, and we will promote truth instead.
Well, that's, I agree with you on the free speech thing. It just seems like the left wants to completely silence the right, and they're doing so violently.
What you have is the government is not operating properly, okay? So already the government has too much power in controlling speech. And so silencing people with violence is covered. You don't have the authority to be violent with anyone. And part of the problem is the fact that we have an ignorant media. For example, during the election, we had Donald Trump trying to do campaign rallies, right? And then you had the anti-Trump protesters who were being very, very violent against Donald Trump and tearing up cars and hitting people and burning down stuff, right? The problem here was not speech. The problem here was the lack of enforcement of the law. And the lack of the enforcement of law is actually encouraged by society's ignorance about the difference between criminal activity and the right to protest. I mean, we even had on Fox News their experts making the most ridiculously asinine comments. Like, well, you know, what are you going to do in a situation like this? Because the anti-Trump protesters, they have a right to speech as well. Well, of course, everyone has a right to speech, pro or con. But the moment that you stop speaking and the moment that you become violent and you interfere with that liberty of others, that property of others, then you are not engaging in a protest. You are engaging in a criminal activity. And that's the obligation. Now, that is the obligation of government. Government has the obligation to ensure that peaceful speech goes on uninterrupted and that those who are attempting to shut down that speech in society by being violent are addressed from the criminal law perspective.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. So, you know, and I've said, you know, many times, if they wanted to do these rallies, have a rally across the street. Rent your own building out. Speak all you want. But when you actually attack, like we see the university's conservative speakers go to speak, and these guys, they go rushing in. This happened to Jordan Peterson and so many others, where it's like this authoritarian thing where if you're saying something I disagree with, I have the right to be violent to you because your words are violence. It's insane. I can't wrap my head around that kind of logic.
Well, once again, what we have is an American people who have been denied the proper education and the proper understanding of what our rights are and the role of government. And so all of this confusion and the fact that we've allowed our government to deviate from the standard of the Constitution for so long leaves us in these situations where, quite ironically, we start demanding more government control rather than less. And so we have the government controlling. Government should never be controlling speech, but they have an obligation to enforce criminal law. And that's the role. As a matter of fact, in those kind of situations, it would be the responsibility of the local police or sheriff and the mayor and everybody else in the city or county government to protect our current events. Example, the Trump rally against these kinds of attempts to shut down. It's, in First Amendment law, it's called the heckler's veto. And the government is not allowed to engage in a heckler's veto. They're not allowed to promote the heckler's veto. They're not allowed to stand by and simply ignore the heckler's veto when it's a violent shutdown of the people's speech. They have an obligation to provide whatever resources necessary to ensure that peaceful rights are uninterrupted.
Yeah, thank you for that. Maybe we can move on now to a couple political prisoners that we don't have time to cover many of them, but one is Schaefer Cox, the other is Todd Engel. Maybe your thoughts on Schaefer. Are you familiar with this case?
I am, but I'm not from, you know, I don't have the details, so I can't talk about them from a detailed legal perspective. But I can tell you that, once again, what we have is an ignorance of the people that allows our government to persecute people based not upon their actions, but upon their ideology. Ideologies can never be met with legal consequence. An ideology is a thought. An ideology is a doctrine. What comes with legal consequence are actions. And we cannot allow thought to become illegal, because then you have thought police. And from a real due process perspective, you cannot, it is impossible to offer the true rights and subjects of due process in an environment where the argument is thinking, because you can't prove something like that. And so we are not supposed to have thought police. We're not supposed to have these ideas of crime prevention, you know, the whole minority report scenario. The idea that we actually engage in the verbiage today, quite common, of crime prevention, so common that you see police in deputy vehicles with crime prevention painted on the side should be alarming to the American people, because there is no such thing as crime prevention without loss of liberty. We don't punish people before they do wrong things. That's the idea of due process. We only punish people when they have been found guilty in a court of law, afforded all due process in its proper application and context. And we can't do anything beyond that and still maintain the rights of the people and the limited power of the government.
No, I agree with you there. What we saw in the Nevada Bundy trials, willful withholding of exculpatory evidence, destruction of evidence, let alone what was in the Wooten letter. But then you have Todd Engel, who, for some reason, Judge Navarro, there were some serious issues with her so-called behavior. Maybe you could speak about that a little bit.
Well, Judge Navarro had lots of issues with her behavior, and it wasn't just Todd Engel. So you have a federal judge who's taken an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the refuses to allow the Constitution to even be visible in her courtroom. She disallows defendants from talking about the First Amendment. I mean, how can we ever know what her real issue is with Todd Engel when we don't even understand where her information is coming from? I think at this point in time, after everything that we've seen, we can tell, I think that we can confidently say that she is compromised by her loyalty to the government agencies that were involved in these trials. And she is no longer a neutral justice on the bench, but she's actually a black-robed advocate for government power. I mean, I was the object of her ire. She told the courtroom, the jurors, as they were being chosen, that if anybody in the jury panel knew who I was, that they would be immediately excluded from jury duty.
Wow.
And so, I mean, I wasn't even on the witness list. So there's really no this. Although one could argue that her judgment with Todd Engel was particularly egregious, I just don't think that it's anything that we could say was outside her expected reaction based on the experience that we've seen with this woman.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with Chris Ann Hall, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Welcome to the place of the lips' hypocrisy. Little pink houses for you and me. Welcome to the face. corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart, and we are sharing with you an interview. This was just recorded. But she was in transit, so we couldn't get her on the live interview. But Chris Ann Hall, constitutional educator, and I tell you, just Liberty First University, amazing, amazing project. And her husband as well. They're just a really amazing people, and I recommend their curriculum for everyone. I think that that's really what it comes down to right now, the single most important thing. In America is education, because my people are suffering from a lack of knowledge. So anyway, Chris Ann Hall on Resurrect the Republic.
She ought to be impeached. There's no reason why she should be on the bench. She should be disbarred. She should be she should have her bar license removed. She shouldn't be on the bench. She shouldn't be teaching. She shouldn't be practicing law, and she should be. She should be go through formal impeachment by Congress.
You know, reading the Massachusetts first constitution, it said even teachers should be elected. There was a reason for that back then. I think that we've gotten a far cry away from where we started. But I agree with you.
Yeah, but our elections, because of the lack of understanding and the general ignorance of the American population, our elections are not very effective either.
Yeah, I know.
What we've been talking about today, you know, this freedom of speech, right to peaceably assemble, right to due process, I want to be very clear here. The problem that we have is not our government. The problem doesn't exist in the government. The government is the symptom of the problem. The real problem is the ignorance of the people as to how this all works and the power that they have and the responsibility that goes with that power. So Samuel Adams said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." But on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. And that's where we are. We have suffered more through the ignorance and debauchery of the American people, which, by the way, has been taught to us for 150 years. We are suffering because of that. And the only way our government can be what it is today without check and balance is because we have been deceived, we've been distracted, we have been divided, which is all those three things are a mechanism to keep us discouraged and uninvolved in the process so that we can be continually defeated with very little effort.
Yes, that is true, and both parties are, of course, another symptom of this problem. Because you know, I've long ago divorced myself of parties. I believe in principles, like you do. I have no problem criticizing President Trump if he does something I think is outside the boundaries of what he should be doing, and just the same, I'll commend him when he does something I believe is right. But, you know, I see all the more with conservatives that are just fine with executive orders as long as they're being written and signed by the flavor of a leader, for lack of a better term, that they agree with. It's okay when Trump does it, but it's not okay if Obama does it. And this fraction, this just fractured logic is you know, I guess reminiscent of part of this ignorance.
Well, it goes long back before Donald Trump. I mean, we have many people who consider themselves fiscal conservatives and constitutional people who are vehemently and aggressively against the subsidizing of health care through Obamacare. But yet there's nothing less unconstitutional about subsidizing farmers and subsidizing ranchers and farm subsidies and farm bills and subsidizing the defense contractors. You know, all of these things are completely outside the authority of the federal government, and yet, you know, we have this lack of understanding of the limited nature of the government, plus this inherent human nature tendency of tribalism. You know, George Washington warned us vehemently against this kind of tribalism called political parties in his farewell address. And he told us that political parties would become the destruction of the liberty of society. So, you know, I'm Washingtonian, so I believe that we should not have political parties, but that we should elect people based on their personal merit and not based on their party affiliation.
Right, that would be brilliant. Of course, in a perfect world. So let's move on now a little bit while we still have some time. I heard a little bit of your analysis on Strzok and the state of the FBI right now, or even the constitutionality, I'm questioning, of the existence of the FBI at this point. So your thoughts on that situation with Strzok?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lackabarra-Stewart. We do have a caller on the line. Then we're going to continue on with Chris Ann's interview. Chris in Las Vegas, a contributor to RTR Truth Media. Chris, welcome on.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. It's nice to talk to you again. I thought I might fill in some blanks. Chris Ann, that she can't talk about, because I don't belong to the bar. I can talk about everything wrong Gloria Navarro did.
How did I know you were going to go there, my friend?
Well, you're probably psycho. We're psychic.
All right. Well, you're in your insight?
Sure. Well, let's talk about her being the co-prosecutor, the lead prosecutor from the bench, working in conjunction with the other lead prosecutor on the so-called case. She was objectively biased to the max. In fact, she was, as Trey Gowdy says, she was, let's see, his word is...
You're speaking of Judge Navarro, I assume, right?
Absolutely. Gloria Navarro, in fact.
Yes.
Curiously, there's a young female that is missing named Navarro on the Amber Alert here, and there's also a 17-year-old male that they could have vaporated. Now, I don't know if she's related or not. I hope not.
I hope not. I hope
I hope that gets resolved. I have a soft spot for those issues.
I think she was 15 years old, as I recall, 15 or 16. So, we certainly don't wish ill will. However,
oh no,
if a federal woman that deserved to be removed from the bench, quo warranto, for abuse of discretion under R60B 6, it used to be 1 through 6, but here they've done away with the others. You never wanted to use 5. But she abused her discretion maximally. And she was obviously biased. She had pre-concluded until someone, maybe Donald Trump or somebody he had talked to her, apparently reversed her biased and not objective, fair, or neutral position. And she finally corrected and ruled correctly that the government had egregiously abused its authority and prosecutorial discretion and maliciously prosecuted these people.
And the Bundys, yes.
Fatally withheld multiple exculpatory and inculpatory evidence factors that should have been allowed and exonerated those people, and they should never have been charged in the first place, much like yourself, because you were entrapped and snared. And, you know, I could have offered quite a few defense hints for you could I have had.
I'm aware.
But you may not know that I also have been co-indicted. They tried to frame the blame on me for a felony offense here. I beat them on February 27th, 2018. Got it dropped. I just beat another traffic charge by the same vindictive, fatal, defective detective Kenneth Meade here in Las Vegas and his entourage of the Southern Nevada FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force.
I love how that stuff rolls off your tongue, brother.
Well, you know, I've been studying this stuff. I go to court, watch it. I was in the courtroom many days watching Gloria Navarro and others' antics from their bench.
Well, here she look at what she did in Todd Engel's case. I mean, you would think that she had learned something the first time around, and here we have it's just the same pattern of just bad behavior. Like Chris Ann Hall said, you want to talk about bad behavior. You can't bring up the Constitution in her courtroom in the Engel case. I mean, really? Really? You can't explain then, therefore, why you were there or the purpose behind it or the inalienable rights that exist that government doesn't have any authority to take from you. You can't bring any of that up in front of the jury. Therefore, there is no due process, as far as I'm concerned, if you can't explain to people why you were there. State of mind defense even would bring in the Constitution, but apparently that was not allowed.
Well, as you know, mens reus, mind of the thing, is a fundamental first objective to overcome in any prosecution. Mm-hmm. You've got to prove intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who can read intent except for the person that's doing it, unless they're offering classes in mind reading at FBI school or here at the Las Vegas Metro Academy. In fact, that was one thing that I put in my brief, in an opposition brief, on the city's conspiracy along with the county to try to re-prosecute me again, because they didn't nail me the first time. They've been vindictively with a retaliatory class-based animus trying to for another swing at me. But I put in an opposition brief that should make that one go away, too, and then I'll get the hell out of this rogue criminal state of Nevada.
I don't blame you. Just, unless Ryan Bundy becomes governor and Gordon Martinez becomes sheriff, then I would say it might be worth staying for if that were to happen.
Well, the fix was in for Joe Lombardo. Gordon Martinez never had a chance.
I know.
Ammon being, or not Ammon, Ammon, but
Ryan
being governor would be a great thing. In fact, I've got information that he needs to know, because Steve Sisolak is absolutely unfit to hold office. Thank you so very much. He put his daughter
Go ahead. Chris, we need to finish up the Chris Ann Hall interview, and why don't you just hang on the line, and we can talk a little bit more about that after that.
Just
hang where you are. I want to get through this interview people have been waiting for. But your point, very well taken on Judge Navarro and her behavior. Of course, Chris Ann explained this in detail on several occasions, and so have we, and so have many others. It's just not due process. Anyway, we're going to get back to the interview with Chris Ann Hall on Resurrect the Republic. Go ahead.
Well, from a general perspective, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has jurisdiction in Washington, D.C. and in territory. They do not have jurisdiction in the internal operation of the state unless it is in regard to a federal law that is constitutionally established. And I can tell you with a great deal of confidence that 95% of them are not.
Right.
So the jurisdiction of the FBI is completely warped and out of proper perspective.
Mm-hmm.
As far as how our current FBI operates, it's, you know, a lot of people talk about the deep state. They talk about the swamp. But I don't think that very many Americans actually understand that the deep state, the swamp, is not simply the cabinet members and the congressmen. The real deep state, the real swamp, are the people that are working under these people, the people that go to work every single day and do the job every single day. So that's really your agents in the EPA, your agents in the FBI, your agents in the Bureau of Land Management. That is your deep state. That is your swamp. And that's nothing that's going to change in the way the federal government operates. As long as we keep changing out, you know, the leaders, but then never change out the workforce.
What we have is
these agencies are completely saturated with the ideology that was supported by the last administration, which is complete federal supremacy and complete federal supremacy and complete control over the people and an unlimited mm-hmm. federal government.
You know, a good example of that was, I believe it was Representative Walden in Oregon who stood up on the floor talking about the Oregon standoff and what led up to it and explained that the BLM was supposed to put up fences. This law that he helped co-write with somebody from across the aisle, the BLM was supposed to put up fences and do these things. Anyway, they didn't. And then the BLM tried forcing the ranchers to do it, and when they didn't do it, they tried going after them. And he said he was so frustrated because he had the BLM in his office arguing with him over the original intent of the law that he helped co-sponsor. And this is a direct example of an elected representative trying to say, you're going far beyond what we even wrote, and they're still arguing with him. Good example. Another example is that secret executive service that everybody keeps talking about. These people can't seemingly get fired. We've seen IRS, we've seen Federal Reserve, we've seen all of these different entities come before Congress, and Congress essentially, they're asking them, remember the Secret Service scandal with the underage prostitutes? And, you know, Congress is asking them, don't you have any authority to at least, you know, take their security clearance? How can these people get fired? And basically the representative was sitting there saying, well, you know, we have a department that deals with that kind of thing and all these rules and loopholes. That, I agree with you. That seems to be the swamp. Yeah,
well, and that's something that we need to deal with. Anytime we allow the government to investigate itself, without the external check and balance of the state or the people, then you're always going to have a situation where you have a government that is completely and totally out of control.
Yeah. Well, I hope people become more educated as to how they can pull themselves out of that. Of course, ChrisAnnHall.com is a good source of that. So one other thing I wanted to touch before we hang up, we just have a couple minutes left, is the importance of people understanding what the Strong Cities Network is, the United Nations, and treaties. If a treaty is signed by a representative of the United States, and that treaty, it becomes supreme law of the land, what if the terms or conditions in the treaty undermine the original corpus of the Constitution itself? Is that treaty still valid?
Okay, let's be clear. Just simply being ratified by the Senate does not make a proper treaty.
Okay.
The president doesn't make deals no treaty is valid with just the presidential approval. The Constitution requires the Senate to approve all the treaties before they become law. They only become law when they are consistent with the Constitution. Now, that's what the Constitution says in Article 6, Clause 2. So any part of a treaty or any treaty as a whole that is not consistent with the Constitution is no law at all. Even if Senate ratifies it, it has no legal effect at all. We actually have, I have several articles at chrisanhall.com that teach this principle, and I also have YouTube videos, and we'll be doing a class at Liberty First University here shortly on that as well.
Oh, I look forward to that. I think I'm going to have to join the university. That's it. I've been watching videos long enough. I hope all of our listeners do that too.
Yeah. Well, our goal is to turn the everyday American into a true professor, and I don't mean somebody as a member of a university, but one who professes and is inspired to push the solution instead of supporting the problem through simple silence. I mean, it's not just enough to stand there and argue with your neighbor. Arguing doesn't get us anywhere. We have to become real proponents, and without becoming knowledgeable in a deep kind of way, that's not going to be possible.
Yeah, and I think a moral compass is required there too, because civil discourse requires you to be kind to somebody who you may completely oppose ideologically. If you can't do that, and this I'm speaking to the audience out there, if you can't do that, then you cannot create the conversation that might change somebody's mind. Sitting in our own echo chamber is going to help.
I'm adding a course taught by my husband at Liberty First University. It'll be up hopefully by the end of this week, called The Art of the Argument, which teaches how to engage people in a conversation that have the potential of being life-changing. And that's what we try to do. So not only are we equipping you with the tools that you need to make these arguments, we're actually going to teach you how to effectively become an apologist of the Constitution.
I really, really respect your husband. Very good man. I was blessed to meet him twice. Just incredible. And all of the work that you're doing, especially the missionary work too, which, you know, we don't get to really talk about that much, but, it's really awesome. And,
we thank you for everything
you're doing. All right, Chrisanne, we're gonna cut loose. God bless you and thank you for your time. And, thank Janet for me, your assistant.
She's
just wonderful. God bless you and your husband.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, that was the interview that was done with Chrisanne. We only had 30 minutes. We are going to be scheduled. I spoke to her assistant. We're going to be scheduling interviews in the future where we tackle pretty much one main subject at a time, for instance, the deep state or different aspects of constitutional law and how they affect current events that are going on. So we have a plan to bring Chrisanne on regularly, which is going to be a great enjoyment to me. And keep in mind that this education also can be supplemental. There's an area that Chrisanne doesn't go to that everyone in our audience knows that we go to. We know that we don't advocate for slavery or against anyone, but we do get into the 14th Amendment. Chrisanne doesn't really delve into the 14th Amendment so much. She does give some observations on the 15th and 16th Amendments. So, when you construct the education, I like to point people to Professor Thomas Woods as well. And DiLorenzo, and of course the Ron Paul report, the Liberty report with Ron Paul, these are good sources of paleoconservative information, and that is pretty much. I'm basically a non-party kind of guy these days. For those of you that listen, know that when Trump does something that I think is good, we get on it. We delve off into foreign policy matters like Syrian airstrikes. And the one important thing to understand here too is when supporting a cult of personality is a real problem, especially for conservatives. I mean, look, folks, you need to put principle above party. That's one thing that I wholeheartedly agree with Chris Ann. So anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. A few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lacoubaire Stewart. Be right back.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. All of the telephone lines are down.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast. Well, folks, you know that I absolutely I get behind all of the education that Chris Ann Hall has to offer at Liberty First University. I'm registering as a for that program myself, only because there's just so much wonderful research and information on the history of our founding. When I speak of supplementals, I speak of things such as what we're about to share with you now. It's probably not enough time in this segment to share the whole thing with you, but you'll get a good idea. Professor Thomas Woods on the 14th Amendment.
Let's look at what is the claim being made here. There are a few factors to take note of when we look at the ratification of the 14th Amendment. First, we have the fact that the amendment was proposed in Congress, and two-thirds of the people present voted to approve the amendment. And then it gets sent out to the states, and then three-quarters of the states have to ratify the amendment for it to take effect. Well, one thing we can note about the passage of the 14th Amendment is that it was not, shall we say, entirely without blemish. At the time that the amendment was set to be voted on and discussed, John P. Stockton was a newly elected senator from New Jersey, and he was known to be an opponent of the 14th Amendment. And he duly took his seat in the U.S. Senate at the beginning of the 39th Congress. Well, informal canvassing of senators made quite clear that there was no two-thirds majority in favor of the amendment at that time. In fact, it turned out that the amendment would have been one vote short of passage. So, a motion was introduced not to seat John Stockton. But he's already been seated. This is the problem. He's already been seated. So you can't really vote not to seat somebody who has been seated. If he's been seated, and you want to get rid of him for one reason or another, you have to vote to expel him. But expulsion requires a two-thirds vote. They didn't have a two-thirds vote to expel him. So they voted not to seat somebody who had already been seated. Okay? I mean, it's sort of like, you know, how can something be both A and not A at the same time and in the same manner? So they voted not to seat this man who had already been seated. And then they went ahead and voted to approve the 14th Amendment. Now that's, you know, it's really not legal. It's right, not a proper procedure. But that's actually the least of the problems associated with the amendment. Then it goes out to the states. Now Tennessee ratifies the amendment. But here's how Tennessee ratified the amendment. The problem that was occurring in Tennessee was that opponents of the amendment were refusing to show up at the state house and thereby preventing a quorum. Okay, I mean, you have to have a certain minimum number of people present in order to conduct business. Well, opponents of the amendment thought one way to prevent its ratification is just not to show up, and then they wouldn't have a quorum. Well, in order to get a quorum, two of the anti-amendment Tennessee legislators were actually kidnapped and forcibly brought to the state house and declared to be present so that the vote could take place. Now, there are some sticklers, you know, who think that kidnapping is immoral, you know, who would throw, you know, some doubt on this, the legality of this. And the thing is that when the House Speaker called the roll, well, these two representatives refused to answer. They refused to say they were present. Because in their mind, they weren't, you know, spiritually, they weren't present. They were only there, you know, under duress, I mean, really by force. So they refused to answer the roll, but nevertheless, they were declared present so that the amendment could be ratified.
We'll be right back into the second hour. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.